Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining me for this call today on the urgent need to increase the minimum wage and a proposal that I have introduced to tie increasing the minimum wage to congressional pay raises. Now, my bill was inspired by an idea submitted to a website, SinceSlicedBread.com, and in the context of a contest held by the Service Employees International Union that asked Americans for ideas that would make life better for working families. And I'm very pleased to be joined on this call today by Andy Stern, the president of SEIU, and I will ask Andy to make a few comments in a minute. But both Andy and I, along with my Democratic colleagues, along with millions of Americans across our country, believe we have a responsibility to help the millions of struggling workers who work for the minimum wage and at the end of a year of work are still not above the poverty level. You know, it's been almost a decade since Congress last voted to increase the minimum wage, and during the past 9 years, Congress has raised its own pay by $31,600 while stiffing minimum wage workers. It seems to me if Congress can give itself a raise, then it certainly ought to be able to give a pay raise to working families. That's why I introduced legislation to raise the minimum wage and link future increases to congressional pay raises. Earlier today, I joined the Senate Democratic leadership in announcing that we as Democrats will block a congressional pay raise until Congress increases the minimum wage. I'm very proud that Democrats are standing up for the idea of linking a congressional pay raise to increasing the minimum wage. And I urge Republicans to join us, and I urge people around our country to make their voices heard on this. You know, we all know that the real value of the minimum wage has eroded while costs have skyrocketed. You know, try paying for gas these days and you'll get a pretty good idea of what that means. 15.5 million Americans would benefit from a minimum wage increase, and two-thirds of them are women. Now, in New York, over 80% of those who would benefit are adults. More than half are employed full-time. Many are responsible for bringing in more than half of their family's total earnings. And a full 28% of New York families who would be affected by a minimum wage increase entirely depend upon those earnings. So let's just, you know, cut to the chase. I don't think it's right. It's not fair that we don't do something to help that hardworking person make some, you know, headway. You know, a single mother with two children who works 40 hours a week, 52 weeks a year, earns just $10,700 a year, almost $6,000 below the federal poverty line for a family of three. And among full-time, year-round workers, we have seen poverty going up since 2000. So let's get back on the right track and take care of the people who work hard and play by the rules and give them a chance to, you know, pull themselves and their families up the economic scale. And now I'm pleased to introduce Andy Stern, who, as you know, is president of the SEIU, and this great idea that Andy had to have the website soliciting such good suggestions as this one really gave me a lot of impetus for doing this. Andy?
Thank you very much, Senator Clinton, and I apologize. I'm in an airport. I hope the announcement stops for the second. First of all, let me just thank Senator Clinton for spending her whole life trying to make work pay for all Americans. It's much more than the minimum wage in terms of her commitment. And I especially want to thank her for this particular idea, which is to finally say that if we're going to raise the wages of Americans, whether they be in Congress or out working in retail outlets or other jobs around the country, we should make sure everyone gets a raise at the same time. And I'm particularly pleased, as the senator said, that this issue and proposal tracks a series of ideas that came in on a contest sponsored by SEIU called The Best Idea Since Sliced Bread, and a dialogue that occurred. And I appreciate the senator listening to the American people about what's really important in their life. Let me just make the obvious point. You know, America's a gift. You know, for generation after generation, people have come to its shores expecting to work hard, but also expecting their work will be valued and rewarded. And for a long time in America, you know, if you worked full-time, you could own a home, raise a family, and live the American dream. And it used to be when profits went up and productivity went up and the economy grew that everyone grew together. But in this new economy, we are beginning to see some of the problems that are being caused. And it's this kind of situation that requires leadership, which is what Senator Clinton's proposal is really all about. It's saying that at a time where American workers aren't seeing the raises that they expect, but are working hard, that government needs to be on their side. And government needs to be the ones that saying, you know, we appreciate you're doing what you need to do, and we need to do our share to help your work be valued and rewarded. Not just give ourselves pay raises, not just give tax cuts to the rich, not just give special earmarks to people who are doing quite well in America. We have to stand on the side of the American people. And so I'm just so proud to join Senator Clinton today for this idea whose time has come. And I'm really pleased to hear that Democrats are going to stand up and say, and until all Americans get a raise, that Congress is going to wait to get their own. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you very much, Andy. Any questions on this bill and our strong stand against pay increases for Congress?
Yes, Senator. This is Mike McAuliffe, the New York Daily News. Senator Reid promised today that he could block it for this year, but he didn't seem like he could carry it on year after year until they get a minimum wage increase. Is that, am I understanding that correctly?
I think what Senator Reid was saying is that we know what the terrain looks like this year because the House has already voted to give itself a COLA. So we expect it to be coming over in some form or another from the House, and we intend to block it. Now, obviously, if we get back in the majority, as we are all working hard to achieve, we won't have to worry about this. We'll have a minimum wage increase.
Senator Clinton, it's Glenn Thrush with Newsday.
Hi, Glenn.
Hi. 119 Democrats in the House voted to increase their pay earlier this month by $3,300. What would you say to those members?
Well, I think, obviously, we believe strongly that this minimum wage fight is an important one to wage on a matter of principle. And we thought we might be able to pass the minimum wage last week. We weren't successful. So this is drawing a line which says, look, we're not going to vote any pay increases for members of Congress until members of Congress vote a pay increase for minimum wage workers. And, you know, obviously that affects everybody in the Congress.
Senator Terry Frank at WJTN in Jamestown, New York, calling. Wanted to ask you what kind of support you've gotten for this new idea.
Well, I have 12 senators co-sponsoring my bill. I'm working to get more senators from both sides of the aisle. I have 11 Democrats and one independent so far. But I think when it is presented as a stark choice, you're not going to raise the minimum wage for working people and you're going to give yourself a raise, I think we'll get more members, I hope, on both sides of the aisle to see the wisdom of raising the minimum wage.
Senator Rich Flaherty calling from WHD Radio in Peekskill, New York. Maybe just outline for the average person that has no idea what the minimum wage is, what it is now, and what it would be raised to if approved.
Well, right now it's at $5.15. Now, in New York, we have a state minimum wage, which is at $6.75 an hour, that is going to increase to $7.15 starting in January. We want to raise the federal minimum wage to $7.25. And if in our law in New York, there's a stipulation that if the federal law is higher than the New York law, then New York's wages will be raised to the federal minimum wage. So I really commend New York. And there have been some other states which have either by legislation or referendum raised the minimum wage so that no worker works below poverty, which is really what this is about. Because, you know, I just don't think it's right that if you work 40 hours a week, we're not talking about, you know, slackers. We're talking about people who get up every day and work 40 hours a week, 52 weeks a year, because a lot of those folks working minimum wage don't get any vacation or sick leave or anything like that. They earn $10,700 a year. Now, it's about $17,000 for a family of three to get themselves out of poverty. So I'm proud that New York has increased our minimum wage and is going to increase it again in January, but I don't think we should have New Yorkers, you know, at a competitive disadvantage business-wise. We ought to have an increase in the minimum wage across the country.
Senator, it's Alan Walz with Channel 50 in Watertown.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi. Very well, thank you. Senator, have you discussed this idea with any of your Republican colleagues, and if so, have you had any feedback from them?
Well, you know, actually, last week when we voted to raise the minimum wage, we got 52 votes. We've got a lot of Republicans who know it's the right thing to do, but we needed 60 votes to break a filibuster, so we didn't get to 60. So I think that if the Republican leadership would unleash the Republican members, we would pass a minimum wage increase. And I'm confident that if we could just get a straight up or down vote, just like last week, we would get a majority and we would vote to raise the minimum wage. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, everybody.